On Allegheny College Week, what keeps homicide rates down from drug traffickers in some Mexican municipalities? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shannon Macchiati, professor of political science and international studies, takes a look across the border to find out.
For the last several years, I have been working on a project with two Mexican co-authors, Sandra Ley and Guillermo Trejo, on criminal violence in Mexico. Mexico is currently in the midst of drug wars that have killed over 250,000 people since 2006, and more than 50,000 have disappeared. The project began with a simple question: why do Native American municipalities in Mexico have lower homicide rates compared to non-Native American municipalities? Mexico today is about 12% Native American. Our work examines a region in Mexico where Native peoples have deterred narco-traffickers from taking over their land and resources, the mountain and coastal region of Eastern Guerrero State, which is about 4 hours south of Mexico City. Eastern Guerrero is majority Native American, poor, rich in material resources, and a desirable place for drug traffickers to cultivate marijuana and poppy, which is the base ingredient in heroin. In the mid-1990s, Native communities in this region created their own parallel legal system and community police force. They found that they couldn't rely on Mexican state authorities to execute justice and ensure their safety. Community authorities are monitored and controlled by town assemblies, which keep them accountable to the people they serve. Regional legal tribunals hear cases and issue sentences. Community police coordinate on the regional level by sharing information and defending external boundaries. We found that this system of regional justice and policing lowers homicide rates. It has also kept communities socially unified. We hope that policymakers in Mexico and others are persuaded by our work to legally protect community-based institutions like those of Eastern Guerrero.
That was Shannon Macchiati of Allegheny College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.